The intentional study of modern warfare and how it relates to leadership on and off the battlefield is an important practice for a military leader to develop. Today in the huddle, we explore this topic through a discussion with Captain Jake Maraldi, an instructor of military science at the United States Military Academy and host of the Modern War Institute at West Point's podcast. This episode is chock full of resources you and your unit can use as tools to kickstart your practice of studying modern war and leadership. Before we get started, I ask our listeners to subscribe and leave a rating for both the Leaders Huddle and Modern War Institute's podcast on iTunes. Ratings and reviews help promote the visibility of podcasts and help attract new potential listeners that could benefit from the content. This is the Leaders Huddle podcast, episode number 12, Studying Modern Warfare as Leader and Professional Development, an interview with Captain Jake Maraldi of the Modern War Institute. Welcome to the Leaders Huddle podcast. Through this podcast, our goal is to educate and inspire the current generation of company-grade officers through advancing the discussion of leadership, professional, and building high-performing organizations. I am Captain David Wirt, your host for today's episode. Our guest today is Captain Jake Maraldi, the Strategic Projects Officer for their Modern War Institute and host of their podcast of the same name. Jake is an infantry officer by profession whose formal role in the Department of Military Instruction at the United States Military Academy includes teaching a core military science course. Jake, welcome into the show. Please fill in anything I missed in your bio and tell us a little bit about your day job here at West Point.
No, I think you got most of the bio. Much of my job revolves around taking things that the Modern War Institute does in terms of research, strategic planning, and sort of higher level operational strategic level concepts and bringing them down to a level that military science and military training courses at West Point can use, and distilling them down to a point where a company grade officer can get value out of what the Modern War Institute does.
Awesome, Jake. Thanks for continuing that introduction. And let's just jump right into today's questions. Before we get in depth in a discussion about studying warfare and strategy, can you fill our listeners in on what the Modern War Institute is or in some of its history and how you initially got involved with the organization?
Sure. So the Modern War Institute is essentially a think tank within the Department of Military Instruction here at West Point. And the idea behind it was there's been a recognition over the past decade or two that warfare is at least as, if not more complicated than it has been over the centuries. And that the United States Military Academy being a place where people come and young officers are educated and created, that there should be an intellectual center here that focuses on understanding and then imparting those complexities and how to handle those complexities to the next generation of officers. So that was really sort of the genesis of the Modern War Institute. Right now, the Modern War Institute's three major goals are to research, educate, and then integrate. And again, that's focused around the last 20 or so years of warfare, to conduct research on that, ingrain it and impart it into the educational system at West Point and also for the larger force and the nation, and then to integrate military instruction with all of the other fantastic programs that we have at West Point, because any military problem inherently has physics problems and geography problems and leadership problems and on and on and on. So the Modern War Institute seeks to take a military problem and shine a light on all of the different ways that can be solved across the various dimensions and domains that we have here at West Point.
So one thing I noticed last year when before I took the job as a tech were some of the awesome speaker series events that the Modern War Institute hosts and that our cadets are really lucky to get exposure to. Can you talk a little bit about the speaker series and what other type of events the Modern War Institute hosts and what type of content you produce through the podcast or the Modern War Institute produces through blogging that contribute to the study of the current operational environment?
Yeah, so the Modern War Institute is only about a year old, a little over a year old. So most of what we've done thus far to contribute to that body of knowledge about contemporary warfare and modern war has been the speaker series, like you mentioned, the podcast, and then the blog. The speaker series has been extremely important to the Modern War Institute, developing a personality and developing a focus. And we've brought a lot of people here, the most popular of which being Major DJ Skelton, Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts, who received the Medal of Honor for the Battle of Wannat, and a lot of recent thinking, recent service in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as some more unconventional folks like Max Brooks, who spoke to us and the cadets about the way that little things in the world can blow up and mushroom into really significant things, and how conflict is not necessarily created just by conflict, but can also be created by social issues and those sorts of things. So like I said, with the Modern War Institute, we're seeking to get a broad range of perspectives from the tactical level to the strategic level, and then not just in a military context, but in a larger, more robust context. So the speaker series helps us bring in people to do that. The other major content that we currently produce is the War Council blog, which are blog posts from faculty here, non-resident fellows, adjunct scholars in the Modern War Institute, cadets, basically anybody can post on the blog. And really what they're meant to be is they're short articles and they're meant to be conversation starters about some aspect of current or future war that we, if we're not talking about, we should be talking about in a more robust way. Obviously, I host the podcast, and I kind of view the podcast right now as an extension of the speaker series that allows us to reach out a little bit further than just hitting the cadets here at West Point. In a lot of cases, I end up interviewing the same people that come for the speaker series. So I kind of view it as a way to project those speakers out beyond the scope of West Point. That said, because we're so new and sort of just standing stuff up, we're in the process of getting to the research, the in-depth research that the Modern War Institute is designed to do. Last summer, they did a trip to Bosnia. Some of the Defense and Strategic Studies cadets and some of the faculty in that department, the Department of Military Instruction, and they wrote a contemporary battle assessment, which is essentially a report about the Siege of Sarajevo and a couple other battles in Bosnia. This summer, we sent cadets to Sri Lanka, and they toured Sri Lankan Civil War battlefields, and a similar report will be done up on those Sri Lankan Civil War battlefields. And the goal of that is to be the research that the Modern War Institute generates. A report, an audiovisual vignette package, a whole sort of suite of products that are able to be distributed out and then implemented in the classroom here or sent out to other places.
So some of the research that the cadets get to do actually can have an impact on the Army writ large, and I think that's pretty cool. I was talking with a cadet last semester about he had a specific project from the Army's Public Affairs Office on using social media as a force multiplier for commander's message or commander's intent. I thought that was incredible use of sort of what millennials focus on. So Jake, thanks for elaborating a little bit on the MWI and what everything you guys produce and really promote the message, and just another medium for soldiers, officers out there in the force to connect with relevant research and the great speakers you guys get. Our target audience for this episode, or for the podcast in general, is the junior officer and NCO community who are out leading company-level formations and preparing to lead them into volatile and uncertain operational environments. I wanted to get your thoughts on the importance of studying military history and the current protracted conflicts, or how important those are to a junior leader's professional development and the development as a leader.
Sure, yeah, I mean, on Modern War Institute podcast, most of the people who I end up interviewing talk at some point in the interview about how important it was for them to read and to understand some form of history, whether it was military history or some other kind of history. In my own personal view, studying military history especially older history, provides you context for things that go on in the world now. They give you a little bit of background on places and things you might not have known about, and they give you the evolution of conflict up to now. Recent history, and studying recent military history in my mind, does the same thing. It provides you more specific, more boiled down context. And the two of those levels of history, sort of the long history and the near history, allow you to see patterns and principles play out across time and space. It's our feeling at the Modern War Institute that understanding history is integral to understanding the way that we need to manage future war and future conflict. Understanding the operating environment, understanding yourself in terms of friendly forces and what you're capable of, and understanding yourself as an individual and a leader really is what the future of modern war is all about. Because without an in-depth understanding of each of those elements of operating environment, friendly forces, self as an individual, we really lack the ability to do all the things that modern war asks us to do outside of what, you know, 30 years ago might have been considered the officer, the junior officer realm of, you know, seize objective, defend, move to new objective, seize objective. That's still something we need to train for and something we need to be ready for. But on top of that, there's this whole complex layer that the only thing we really can do to understand it, or at least put ourselves in the right frame of mind to understand it, is reading and understanding military history and international relations type things.
So on that note, Jake, something that's getting quite a bit of attention in various blogs we follow is specifically the topic of reading fiction as a means of studying warfare. For example, your interview with Max Brooks, author of World War Z, was fascinating, specifically on how reading or studying a potential zombie apocalypse can teach you, or you can learn about the complexity of warfare. Can you elaborate on why the fiction genre offers an alternative means of understanding conflict?
Yeah, I think Mr. Brooks actually said it better than I probably can. He basically said that fiction allows you as the writer and other people who are consuming the fiction work that you're writing to remove themselves and their own egos from the process. It unbounds you from the rules or the conventional wisdom that governs, you know, journalism or nonfiction writing. Those two things being grounded in reality have the potential to constrain us a little bit. Whereas fiction allows a guy like Max Brooks to think so far outside the box that he's arriving at potential things that could happen in the future, or potential solutions that are much better suited for the future we're headed towards, as opposed to being constrained by what we understand as the now. So I think fiction, in a lot of ways, gives us the ability that we need to have in a world that changes as quickly as it currently does, to step outside the boxes that we put ourselves in and look kind of to the next level.
I like that quote or phrase about fiction allows the writer to break the rules and unbind you from reality, which is part of the nature of some of the operational environment that we're operating in, where the enemy does not follow the same rules, and that you almost have to react in a creative way, which fiction opens up that sort of creativity, looking outside for innovative solutions. Do you have a favorite fiction work, military-related or non-military-related work of your own?
Yeah, so I took me a minute when I saw this question to think through. I don't read a lot of fiction, but one that jumped out to me after thinking about it for a minute was Marlon James's A Brief History of Seven Killings, which is a book about Jamaica in the 70s and 80s. But really, and I wouldn't consider it a war book necessarily. It's not necessarily about warfare. What it is about, and what it talks a lot about, though, is it talks about gang violence and individual violence between people being a part of a whole structure of institutional and national level violence. So much of the book describes the conflict between rival gangs in the Tivoli Gardens neighborhood of Kingston in Jamaica. But each of those gangs aren't just gangs in the sense like you might think of gangs. They are backed by political parties, and those political parties use the gangs to get what they want. And each of those political parties is backed by different countries, either the U.S. or Russia in this case, and then those countries play into, so all the way down at the street level where you have, you know, what we would consider just criminal activity, basically, it cascades up from the ground level all the way into national and international circles. And that struck me, again, as being something that really is indicative of the way that future conflicts have to be understood, is that everything is interconnected in some way, shape, or form, and any kind of potential adversary that you has a multitude of different layers and players interacting with it that you may not necessarily understand or even know exist, and that you have to try and wrap your head around in order to be able to achieve some sort of effect.
I'll definitely include that book in the show notes. I don't think I've ever heard of a Brief History of Seven Killings. I was sort of expecting or hoping you may touch on Starship Troopers. I think that's one of the more famous or relatively commonly cited fiction works for LPDs, and it's one of the first ones I did as a lieutenant, of reading that book and having the discussion mainly on the lesson of service. The book is much better than the movie. If you've seen the movie but haven't read the book, it's definitely worth the time reading the book. So Jake, on the current theme that you guys have running on the blog right now, I want to know, do you have your own top five list of books on warfare or military history that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I do. As opposed to some of the ones that we've seen posted recently on the Modern War Institute blog, I'm an ancient history guy, so most of mine are ancient history type things. The first two are Herodotus's and Thucydides's histories. Those were sort of the first, you know, military books that I read, if you can qualify them as military books. And the thing that's always drawn me to those two writers is their description of warfare, especially Thucydides, walks the line between beautiful and heroic and also grim and human. So even though a lot of what they write about is written in heroic terms, it can easily be understood on a human level, and being able to, in a very modern way, talk about warfare and conflict at a human level always sort of stuck with me. Another one that is pretty important to me is Xenophon's Cyropaedia. So Xenophon wrote basically a fiction narrative of how Cyrus the Great of Persia was educated by his father. And it is, especially the first chapter, the first book, one of the more modern ancient things that I've read, in that a lot of the things that Cyrus learns over the course of that first book are things that we teach our officers, that we teach our leaders. I grabbed a quote that I like because it's a big part of actually what MWI's job is, and the quote is this: "Indeed, as an ardent student, you must not confine yourself to the lessons you have learned. You must show yourself a creator and a discoverer. You must invent stratagems against the foe. Just as a real musician is not content with the mere elements of his art, but sets himself to compose new themes." And really, that's kind of the theme of the whole book, is understanding and learning as much as you possibly can and then creating. And that resonated a lot with me as an officer general, and now especially working in the Modern War Institute, where really that's the whole point, is taking the things that we know and creating and discovering off of that. The other two, Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire by Gibbon, is important to me, less so in terms of the actual conduct of war, but more in my understanding of what my role as a soldier is, or what my role should not be as a soldier. And then a more modern one. I'm a big fan of War from the Ground Up by Emile Simpson. Again, looking at sort of the more human aspect of conflict and understanding conflict as a human endeavor, not pieces on a chessboard.
I cannot say that I've read any of those, Jake, or I'm sure I've heard of Herodotus's history and have started studying or been exposed to a little bit of Cyrus the Great through Dan Carlin's Hardcore History podcast, which is incredible. Mm-hmm. And I think it sort of complements what MWI does. And if you have a long road trip, I'm saying like 4 to 6 hours, and you want to really get into some in-depth history discussion, definitely check out Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. It's the gold standard in podcasting. So moving on to actioning or utilizing the content you guys put out, I wanted to ask if you have any ideas or recommendations or suggestions on how our listeners out there, the junior officers that are looking to develop LPD programs, how they can use some of your content as a component to or a full LPD or OPD program event.
Yeah, so I think right now the best way is through the blog at mwi.usma.edu. That's where you can find the War Council blog. And like any good blog, a lot of the articles on there are meant specifically to drum up conversation. So in the context of an LPD or an OPD, I think a lot of the blog articles have things in them which could very easily spark a conversation among, you know, any group of lieutenants or staff sergeants or whoever. That to me makes the most sense in terms of using the stuff we create. Like I said, we are still in sort of the formative stages. We're still in the stand-up stages of a lot of what the Modern War Institute is meant to do. So in the future, the idea being that a lot of the research that's done in the Modern War Institute is packaged and built to be ready-made for an OPD or an LPD in the form of audio-visual, multimedia, vignettes, or tactical decision exercises, or those sorts of things. We're not quite there yet, but that's the direction that we're working towards. I would say if someone has a question, they should just contact the Modern War Institute. We have a pretty sizable library that we've collected, even up to this point. And we have access to a lot of things that it may be harder for an individual trying to set up an LPD or an OPD program to find on their own.
Those sort of packaged LPD, OPD programs are very similar to what Caudal and the company command and platoon leader forums produce. And I think it provides so many different alternatives for officers and NCOs out in the force to use to help better educate their subordinates and their units. So, Jake, what can we expect to see from MWI the rest of this semester? And can you give our listeners a sneak peek into any of your future podcast episode ideas or who you have on as future guests?
So I think the speaker series is probably the best way that we can talk about what the podcast will be doing, because I'll obviously be interviewing most of the folks that we do on the speaker series. In October, right now, we have two speakers scheduled. Major General Retired Robert Scales, who is the Commandant of the Army War College, who will be talking about his understanding of warfare based on his, you know, decades of Army service. And then Masha Jessen, who is talking about U.S. military or U.S.-Russian relations. Before that, if you haven't checked it out, I'll have interviewed Sebastian Younger, who came here end of September, as well as Fred Kaplan, who talked to me about cyber war. And then, because we're recording this beforehand, I'm not sure if it will be done yet, but hopefully the podcast will have out a mega city theme podcast with Robert Muga, who's a TED speaker, Klaus Desmet, who's a mega cities economist down at SMU, and then Colonel Mahaney, who is on the Chief of Staff of the Army's Strategic Studies Group.
I'm obviously sort of jealous that you're getting Sebastian Younger on as a speaker, and I'll definitely put that on my calendar to make sure I'm at that talk. I I've heard him talk on several other podcast episodes, specifically about his new book, Tribes. Is that the focus of your interview and his talk, or are you going to be talking more about Restrepo and war?
Yeah, I think the main focus is on Tribes, obviously, because that's his newest book. We talked about Restrepo and Korongal just because there's so much that cadets and junior officers can learn from those two movies and then from his book War. But I think there's just as much that can be learned from Tribe and understanding the psychological aspects of warfare and then what that does to people on the back end. So yeah, we talked to him about both.
That's awesome. So Jake, my last question, what is the best way for our listeners to connect with you and the Modern War Institute via social media?
Yeah, so again, at mwi.usma.edu, we have a contact us button and email. So that is a good way to contact us. We have a Twitter account which is at War Institute. We have Facebook, which is a really good place to catch us on because everything gets posted there, whether it's podcasts or blog posts or op-eds, like some of the op-eds that we have gotten into the USA Today and New York Times and those sorts of places. Those all end up on Facebook. We do have an Instagram, and then the podcast can be found on the Modern War Institute website, iTunes, or Stitcher. So there's a whole array of platforms that you can find Modern War Institute content on.
All right, Jake, so that wraps up our interview. Thanks again for your time. I know we've been trying to schedule this for the last few months, and probably unbeknownst to most of our listeners, we were sort of working on parallel podcast projects at the same time, so I always appreciate your support to the Leaders Huddle podcast. Really excited to see what the Modern War Institute and you specifically are rolling out in the coming months, and we'll definitely be sharing all the various social media blogs and podcast episodes through the company command Twitter and Facebook pages, and I'll definitely link them on my own individual pages. So thanks again, Jake.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity.
This wraps up today's Leaders Huddle podcast. In the next episode, we have a quick discussion on how to succeed with the additional assignments or additional duty officer as an investigation officer covering everything from footballs to Article 15s. You can connect with us at iTunes, and we are also on the Google Play platform. If you like the podcast, please subscribe, rate, and leave a comment on future topics of interest. We want to hear from you, our listeners, on the topics you would like us to discuss, so please leave a comment on iTunes or through the various Caldwell-sponsored Facebook and Twitter feeds. Until next time, remember that elevating your performance and unleashing your potential as a leader takes intentionality and the humility to learn from others. The views expressed in the Leaders Huddle podcast are the opinions of the hosts and guests. The discussion shared here does not represent the official position of the United States Military Academy or the U.S. Army.